Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast, your podcast dedicated to all things Animal Crossing. Episode 201 is brought to you by Ganucci, Anna Eleanor, and Whitney, some of our newest Patreon patrons. This week, Nina, Sergio, and I will be discussing the latest Animal Crossing news, what is upcoming in New Horizons, and some cute games to play while waiting for the next update. So to begin, hello Sergio, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I realize that I'm a little more tired than usual. Lately, I have been doing pretty good energy-wise, but today, I don't know. I don't know what it is about today, but I'm here, feeling good, feeling Animal Crossing-y. So yeah, I'm good.
Did you wake up at 2 instead of 3?
No, the usual.
Usual, okay. Hi, Nina, how are you doing?
I'm unfortunately in the same boat. Me and Sergio are gonna take a nap, and you can do it today.
Well, you know what? It's a good day to be there. I'd say this is kind of a low key day. Just as a reminder, hello everyone on YouTube. If you followed the Haken Podcast YouTube channel, it's official. The show is here. This is where you're gonna find it from here on out. Maybe when I do live ones, they'll be on Chewy Plays, but for now, this is where we're gonna be. But like I said, it's gonna be, you know, kind of a low key week. We're getting to that point in time where, you know, it's late September. We're going into the October fun stuff. I think that's when the fun things happen in New Horizons, especially. But there is a little bit of news to cover, so we'll start right there. Animal Crossing Puma collaboration. Wow. did either of you see this coming or
not at something... all?
No.
Yeah. So I mean, it came to a surprise to all of us, and it's currently available. I think it's available to pre-order, but if you're looking at any of the shoes and stuff, it's looking bad.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, a lot of them are sold out already.
Oh, man.
So. This stuff's not even out yet, and it's selling out as per usual. Animal Crossing flying off the shelves,
yeah.
But there are a variety of shoes to pick from. I think there's some that are still available. Personally, I think they're the ones I like a little bit more. They're kind of not so much the sporty running shoe, but I forget what they call it. I've opened them up, the suede shoes. I kind of like those a little bit.
They're cute.
Yeah, they all have very, you know, similar color schemes to the point where, like, some of them I'm like, what's the difference?
Yeah.
I don't think I see a difference between these two shoes, but one of them's $60 and the other one's $65, I guess.
Oh, one is for kids and one is for toddlers.
No way.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess it'll help if I click through to it, right? it looks like the adult shoes, though. If you're an adult looking at Animal Crossing kicks, oh no, the little kids sneakers seem to be the one that are sold out.
Oh,
wow,
interesting.
A lot of them are selling out at this point now that I'm clicking through here. So if you're looking for sneakers, it might be a little bit tough to get, but though Puma does that, they also have a wide variety of things to choose from. There are t-shirts, long-sleeve shirts, hoodies, shorts, and sweat, and even a pair of your own chanclas. I hear they have 100% accuracy when trying to whack somebody. And that's, I guess, sandals for anybody who doesn't know about
I call them slides, too. So,
yeah, slides, sandals. So if you're looking at any of that stuff, that is available. And I guess my big question for you, Nina and Sergio, what do you think of the collection? Sergio, do you want to start here?
Sure. And I would say it's actually very nice, and it's better than I had anticipated. And I feel like I'm still in the old mentality that, you know, when they do these collaborations, it's going to be either a little bit on the nose or not Animal Crossing enough. For example, with the Uniqlo, I believe it's Uniqlo, right? The other clothing line that had Animal Crossing items. I feel like they were a little bit too toned down. You can tell it's Animal Crossing, but like the designs are too small or too subtle. But I think, like, for example, this Puma one, it's right on the spot, like in the middle ground. It's not overly Animal Crossing, too bright, too colorful, but it's subtle, but it works. It works, and I'm pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I totally get you. And it's not like the Choco Mint KK Slider controller that came out. I would get the sense that you'd like the color scheme a little bit more on this one. Nina, what do you think of these?
I love the whole thing. I like, I want it all. And I totally agree with Sergio. It's like crossing or like, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like, it's on the line, balancing on the line between like real good looking, but just Animal Crossing enough. It doesn't look like it was made for children. It's not like screaming at you that it's Animal Crossing. Yeah. It's like Animal Crossing Haute Couture.
Elevated. Yeah, totally. Yeah, for sure. And yeah, I'd say I think there's a lot of cute things in here. The shoes, there's some. Personally, I like the suede shoe options for those. I kind of like a more sleek closed-toed shoe, I guess. Not so much like a more bulky running shoe and everything.
Right.
But like the shirts are... they have a lot of really good shirt options for sure. The only sad thing about it is that my favorite one is the green one. And I mean, it's very like low key kind of pattern that it has. It's basically just like the little Animal Crossing insignia in the corner, like the one of the breasts, you know? And the sad thing about it is that, like, when those shirts are green, I can't wear them during stream. I'll just look see-through. And the other thing is, like, that color just kind of looks good on me, too. So I'm sad about that. That my favorite's the ones that wouldn't show up on stream very well. And I don't know if you both watched, but Nintendo did post a Nintendo Minute video with Kit and Krista actually opening a lot of these, I guess, items. And I really liked how they looked on there. And the thing that really surprised me is the shoes. They have two little, I guess, covers over the shoelaces, kind of like the bottom where the shoe connects. I'm not explaining this well at all. I need to brush up on my shoe terminology here. But like at the bottom of the laces where, you know, the laces kind of start, they have a little wooden, and I was surprised to hear that it was wooden, but they have a little wooden plaque there. One is like the Puma and the other one is the Animal Crossing logo. And I'm just like, that alone is really awesome. And I really like that it's a wooden piece and very fitting for you, Sergio.
No, I thought it was a nice detail for sure.
I mean, it's definitely a cute collection. And like both of you said, I feel like it's a little bit more Animal Crossing than some of the Uniqlo things. So I like that. There's one that's like, the other one that I really like is the leaf pattern shirt. Mm-hmm. But once again, it's probably that color that's not going to show up well on stream. And I'm just like, oh man, I want the New Horizons printed tee, but I also want to be able to wear it on the stream. that'd be cool. So I guess my next question for both of you, are you planning on picking any of this up, Nina?
I'm hoping that they bring like a round two, maybe around Christmas or something, because most of the ones that I want are sold out and I also have no money right now. You know, I'm glad that they're selling out because hopefully that means we'll get more merch along this line of aesthetic or whatever. But I want it.
Yeah, and that is pretty cool. That's a good point. Like, hopefully, because it's so successful thus far, they are thinking of, you know, keeping it around and making mm-hmm. it a collection that we can get our hands on at least for a little while, you know. Mm-hmm. Sergio, what do you think here?
You know, not at this time. I'm not looking to pick anything up, but funny enough, if it had been announced a little bit earlier, I might actually had bought some of the shoes, because I bought tennis shoes I hadn't bought them in like over 10 years, but I recently wow. did for working out. And if these were out, I might have had to consider them. They don't necessarily look like they're made for, you know, working out, but I still might have, just because it's Animal Crossing. Just too little too late now.
Yeah, that's too bad. You could have had a good pair of shoes to show off at the gym.
Yeah.
I'm in the same boat as you, Nina. I'm broke. I ain't gonna buy these things. It is an expensive set for sure. Like, yeah. If you're looking at one of the pairs of shoes, I think one was like $110.
And honestly, though, that's like how much shoes are. So I'm not mad about it. It's like they could have been jerks and done $200 because it's Animal Crossing. But that's a normal nice sneaker.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So that is fair. That's usually what they run for. But at the same time, I'm just like, I don't have that money.
No.
Skip it.
Who does?
Yeah. Yeah, so not quite for me, but, you know, it's nice to see, as always, just so much Animal Crossing stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's getting to the point where the comments are starting to make that very well known, where there are people out there saying, like, all right, we get it. There's Animal Crossing merch. Give us an update. Which is too bad, because I'm like, no, listen. Now that we're getting Animal Crossing things, we need to hold on to that. This never used to be the case before mm-hmm. New Horizons. We never got sweet Animal Crossing things. And now, finally, we're getting the support we needed, you know?
Yeah, it's long overdue. We need more.
Awesome. All right, well, I guess, you know, Nina, Sergio, you both can take it easy here. I'll go ahead and talk about what is upcoming in New Horizons. So we're just about to hit October. We've got another 10 days left in September as of this recording. So a little bit less for all of you listeners. But there are some changes coming to New Horizons, and these, while not the most exciting changes, there are changes nonetheless. The Northern Hemisphere, we'll start there. We're getting some new bugs, new fish, and new diving creatures, but not very many. The bugs especially. The only new bug coming in this next month is the ladybug. So if you're going for those models and you want some ladybug models, then that is your time to collect them. The new fish include the yellow perch and the dab. And I'll tell you, somehow the dab was not one that I caught three of in the entire year that I played. So I've been waiting for October to come just so I could get a dab statue from CJ. So nice. If you're like me, you'll be out there fishing a little bit. The new diving creatures include the seaweed, the spiny lobster, and the Venus flower basket. And I know of these, the Venus flower basket is pretty rare. So if that's one you missed, your chance is coming. It's right around the corner. And it's a nice one, actually. I really like that creature. It's very unique and everything. Yeah. Southern Hemisphere. I was going to say Summer Hemisphere, but I mean, it might as well be. You're going into a big, big group of bugs, fish, and diving creatures. So for the Southern Hemisphere, the new bugs will include the common blue bottle, the Agrius butterfly, the Rajah Brooks birdwing, Atlas moth, Madagascan sunset moth, the long locust, Darner dragonfly, giant water bug, jewel beetle, and everybody's favorite, the flea. So if you see any itchy villagers around there, you may have to go whack them with the net.
Yeah.
For the new fish, another huge group here. We've got the killifish, the crawfish, the snapping turtle, the guppy, the neon tetra, a seahorse, clownfish, surgeonfish, butterflyfish, and the zebra turkeyfish. So I think I'm not quite sure, but I think those are kind of leaving the northern hemisphere around now and probably heading south for the winter. Yeah, so it kind of makes sense. It's nice to see all of the migrations going on live in this game. And you have two new diving creatures. You get the lobster and the sea pineapple. I wonder if they have sea pizza. Just kidding. That's just what they say in the game. I always remember that one because I personally am a fan of pineapple on pizza.
Yes, good. I'm proud of you.
All right. Outside of that, this will be shared between both of the hemispheres, but we do have an upcoming Halloween event, which will take place on, of course, Halloween, which is October 31st. But leading up to that event, I recommend that you play because not only are we getting the returning DIY recipes, if you are missing any of those, it's your chance to finally catch up, but there are also some new Halloween DIY recipes. So there's finally a reason to talk to your villagers if they're crafting something inside. So be sure to log in during October. I think there's a total of maybe 5 new recipes. So finally, this is the type of thing I've been personally waiting for. I need more DIYs in my life. And this is, and some of them look good. Not going to spoil them, but some of them look good. And then October 25th will mark a new, brand new, seasonal item. It is for the Day of the Dead. So if you want to celebrate the Day of the Dead, that item will be available from October 25th to November 3rd. And this will be in the Nook shopping portion. So be sure to check there. It's not going to be in the corner of Nook's Cranny, Nina. It's going to be in Nook shopping. that's basically all the new stuff that's coming up. And I guess just as a reminder, this is your warning because I've needed these warnings in the past. If there's anything you still need to catch from September, I think some pretty big fish are leaving, like the settled Bashir. And I'm not sure I think the Napoleon fish might have left last month, but some pretty rare ones, and you won't be able to catch them for a while. So yeah, be sure to make sure all the things you need are caught. And if not, as Sergio always says, there's next year.
Yes.
All right, everybody. So I guess this gets us into just talking about some cute games to play while we're waiting for that next update. And I guess just off the top, I want to gauge what you both are feeling here. When do you think we're getting the next Animal Crossing update? Sergio, do you think it's coming soon? Do you think it's further away?
Well, if you're sort of referring to like a big update with like actually new features, I feel like if we get anything, it's a little bit away. Maybe for the second anniversary, they might actually say or do something that kind of we would have expected during the first anniversary. So I'm expecting something by next March, if we get anything at all.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah, I mean, I think that's what people are looking for, really. Just that big update that adds things that makes it interesting enough for them to keep logging in. Right. Nina, what do you think here?
Oh, never. 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 I've got to be pessimistic on this one so that I don't cry myself to sleep every night.
No, I getcha. Yeah, and I guess in that sense, I think there's an update coming. It's probably going to be, like Sergio said, a pretty small one. And it'll probably happen, if I had to guess, mid-November. Because there are items that were in the last update that span through basically mid-November. Mm-hmm. There's one more seasonal item that will happen after the Day of the Dead item. I didn't mention it because, you know, we talked October, but there is another one coming in November, and it's a really cute one. I think people will like it, but usually those seasonal items are a good marker of when the next update will come. Mm-hmm. So there's probably going to be some small thing that unlocks the Halloween event, and then afterwards there will be just another little wait and probably something that'll add in Turkey Day and Toy Day, similarly to last year, if you both recall.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it came pretty late, didn't it? Turkey Day stuff?
Yeah, it came basically the week of Turkey Day, I want to say. It was like right up to the moment. And the only thing that I was sad about with that is that it wasn't an event kind of like Halloween where you could work your way up to it, you know, like there was a bunch of stuff to do and collect on your way there. So it looks like it's not going to do that once again this year. But the trade-off there is that Toy Day really had a lot of stuff where it was like, oh man, I was going to everybody's shops, getting all the different toy variations and all the winter outfits showed up. It was a good time in December, not going to lie.
And we've got the leftover stuff from Turkey Day from last year if you still have your same town. So you could start decorating earlier.
Yeah. And that's the big thing that I'm excited about with October, too, because there were some big ticket items that we only got during the Halloween event.
Yeah.
And, you know, by then, it's Halloween night. It's I guess they did change it so you could do the event the whole day, which was nice. But it still made it so you couldn't enjoy some of those big final items for more than just the night. You know, after that, you're like, oh, I better clean this up. It feels weird that it's November and my Halloween stuff is out, you know. I mean, I kept it up longer because I love Halloween, but, you know, some people, they want that change, so they'll be able to enjoy that. So anyways, while we're waiting for nothing, as Nina would put it, there's some cute games out there that we can play. Each of us have picked maybe one, I guess. Sergio, do you want to start us off here?
Sure. And these, well, I have three potential games here, but they're all kind of related. It's the Taiko no Tatsujin games. For those that are not familiar, it's basically the drumming game that you see at some arcades. They do have a Switch version. You can play it with the Joy-Con just using motion, or you can actually get like a smaller drum controller, and it works.
Tell me you have the drum controller.
Oh, I do.
Yes. Cool. I love that.
Yeah, it's like very authentic. It works really well. And the games are definitely very cute. And even better, the games are currently on sale. So, like I said, there's three games basically in total. The main one, Drum and Fun, right now it's $10 on the eShop. And that's the basic mode. It's just like the arcade mode. You just play the songs. It has a lot of DLC that you can get too. So, it's a standard rhythm game. But there's also a rhythm adventure pack, which is $25 right now on sale again. And it has two games that came out in Japan on the 3DS. And these are actually RPGs, like actual role-playing games with a story. There's even enemies that you can capture, sort of like Pokemon. They joined your team. And yeah, it's a drumming RPG. The battles are played through rhythm games. It's like rhythm battle in a way. And all of the enemies in the game, even the evil ones, quote-unquote evil, they're pretty cute. Like, there's dancing animals in the background, and the better you do, the more they dance and the crazy colors get. It's pretty cool. It's a very fun game, a lot of variety in the music. Definitely lots of Japanese. Not a lot of English songs, but it sort of goes with the mood of the game. And they're a lot of fun. Even if you don't play with the drum controller, I would still recommend them as long as you actually like rhythm games.
Yeah.
Have you tried it with like the Joy-Con to see like how it felt compared to the others?
You know, I haven't, like, but drum. I know some people, that's how they play. So it works well enough.
I'm pretty interested in that because I've always thought that like a rhythm-based RPG type of thing would be really cool. So I might check that out, especially since it's on sale too.
Yeah.
So what's your other game?
Oh no, it was those. So you can either get the one that is just
together.
That's just for drumming, just music, you know, straight up like arcade mode kind of thing. Or if you want something that has like a story, and the story gets pretty crazy. There's time travel in a drumming RPG. So yeah, things get crazy, and you can get that other approach to the genre.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's awesome. I really like that recommendation, especially because, I don't know, just like rhythm games are super fun, and I feel like they're too far between right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we don't have enough of them, especially without like a nice rhythm heaven to keep us going.
I know.
Cool. I guess I can go next because I feel like Nina's got a lot to say about her game, which will be fun to cover. But I actually started playing this game today. And I've been playing a lot of different games because now that we've hit September, it's just like nonstop week after week, new games after new games. So there's really going to be a lot coming out. And I think specifically what I found with this game is that it might fit the Animal Crossing, I guess, community really well. It is called Toem. It's a photo adventure. You may have seen it in one of their Nintendo's Indie World showcases. So it appeared there. But basically, it is this little like black and white game with really nice shading and everything. But you walk around as a little character taking photos. And the objective is that you're trying to see a phenomenon known as Toem. And I have no idea what it is yet. I just know that my grandmom or grandparent has shown me this picture. And the way it does, it's really cute. It kind of doesn't show the player what the picture is, but she opens up this like photo book. What's the word I'm looking for?
Like an album.
Yes, a photo album. And it's just like this picture is shining off the page. You see lights and sparkles and things. And you're like, and then it's shut really quick. And they're like, oh, yeah, but, you know, you want to see it in person kind of thing. So you don't know quite what it is, but you know it's some sort of really cool spectacle, right? Mm. And you are going on an adventure just to go and try to capture that. And so you're... There's buses that you can take to new locations, but in order to ride the bus, you need to get stamps. And you get stamps by doing favors for the people in each area. So they'll tell you to take a picture of a bush or these bugs, or I lost my, the one I did was somebody lost their socks and they were after they'd washed them in the lake. And so you kind of get thrown around these places and you're exploring, taking pictures, you're filling up a photo album of your adventures, as well as filling a little catalog of like creatures that you meet along the way. So it's really pretty adorable, and it's got kind of an isometric view, which is kind of like top down, but at an angle. So right, the worlds right. are all, I don't know. It's got a really, really cute look to it. And I think in general, the game is very like, go your own pace, take it in as it comes, and just really enjoy exploring things and looking at the world and seeing like, oh, I can turn this camera and change the angle. And then all of a sudden, oh, there's this big creature here. I can't believe it. And so you take pictures of special things that way. I just unlocked like a tripod, which lets you place your camera somewhere else. And then I took my picture in one of those standees where I was a flower.
Oh. And
it's got really cute things like that along the way. And all of the... Every stamp that you collect, you actually have a stamp book and you control where you place your stamps. So it has so much charm to it that I just feel like Animal Crossing fans would really like this one. And I know the developers, not personally, but I know they have specifically gone with a goal in mind of doing something that's like not violent specifically. The game's really aimed at just showing like how you can have fun without there being like combat and violence or strife and right. that sort of thing, you know? Mm. So yeah, I really like it. Once again, it's called Toem. It's spelled T-O-E-M. And I only played an hour and already I'm just like, this is the kind of game that I want to see more of in the world. Yeah. Oh, nice.
What is it on?
It's on Switch.
Oh.
It's on Switch. It's on, I think, Steam. Okay. I think it's all on many platforms, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But I know it's on Switch.
Okay.
Man. Yeah. I don't know. I just want to keep playing it. It's so cute. Oh, and it's very cool. Okay, I just remembered something else. There's a bunch of music in the game that you kind of unlock, and you get them through like little tapes and everything. And what I really like about it is that I think two or so people worked on the music. So when you get a new little cassette with it, it shows you like the name of the artist, what the song name is, and you have a little tape player on you at all times, so you can play like whatever song you want. And nice. I'm just like, oh, Animal Crossing, give me a music app on my Nook phone, please, because I don't want to listen to 2 p.m. anymore. Let me specifically change the song at 2 p.m. I would be so happy. But yeah, it's very clear to me that they put a lot of love into this game, and you can definitely feel it as you play and explore. Yeah, so Nina, mm-hmm. what have you been playing? I'm excited to hear about this.
Well, I'm on my mobile game kick still, so don't get too excited because it is just a mobile game. But I have questions for you guys.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you like casual, relaxing gameplay?
I do. Yeah. I don't know how Sergio feels.
Okay.
All right.
Do you like stories with character development?
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
Do you like crafting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like decorating?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What about baking?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you like dogs?
Yes.
Not as much as cats, but sure.
Well, do you like helping dogs in need?
Yeah.
Okay. This game, I found out about it. I don't even know how I found out about it, but apparently it was maybe part of Wholesome Games, possibly not. It's called Old Friends, and it's mm-hmm. based off of a real life senior dog like facility retirement center in Tennessee. And you like start up your own little senior dog retirement center, and you meet all these dogs that get either you like find them on the street or a neighbor brings it in, or one of them like, oh no, got swiped by a car and he's okay, but he needs your help. And they're all based on real dogs. It's the sweetest thing in the world. And so you get like to see pictures of them, and you get to know their personalities, and you get to take care of them and decorate your little sanctuary. And there's an inside, and there's an outside, and there's a crafting shed, and there's a kitchen to bake doggy treats. And all of the proceeds, well, not all, most of the proceeds that are in-game purchases, which they're really, you don't have to buy them to play the game, help out a dog a month. And then you can also go to the sanctuary's website and buy like t-shirts or like sponsor a dog or get to know all their other dogs. Like, it's the sweetest thing in the world. And I'm obsessed with it. Might have gone through all of the pages and looked at all these old doggies and just cried. You just cried and cried looking through all the dogs. Like, some of them are missing an eye, or some of them can't see anymore and run into things, and some of them like got wobbly legs. Like, it's just the sweetest game of all these dogs who may not have been wanted anymore, or too old, or like the owners couldn't take care of them because they're old and the medications are getting so expensive. So the sanctuary takes them all in, and you get to take care of them in this mobile game, and I love it. It's so sweet, you guys. So I highly suggest, if you like very casual mobile games where you get to pet dogs and decorate, you could check out Old Friends.
That sounds amazing.
It's so much fun. I needed it so bad.
That sounds like a pretty deep mobile game too.
It really is. And I like the philosophy behind it, where you know, where it's like real dogs and you're actually helping this really cool sanctuary that's doing awesome things.
Yeah, that is pretty amazing. I really like that approach that they went with it, and it's definitely like just really cool to see the types of things people are turning into games and connecting with each other, you know?
I want more shelters to do this. Like play with a little pretend cat or dog and then go meet the real one and see if it's a good fit for you. I think that'd be so cool. I mean, obviously taking care of a mobile game pet is not the same as taking care of a real animal, and it's a you know, a decision that you have to go into with a lot of thought. But but it's a good stepping stone, I think.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Well, that's a cute one. I really like those. Yeah, so if anybody needs, like, they just don't feel fulfilled with their connections with their Animal Crossing animals, they've got a little dog that they can connect
so
to.
So sweet, yes.
Yeah, I really like that. Yeah, so, I mean, anybody who's looking for something to fill in those gaps between Animal Crossing, because I know... There are probably a lot of people who picked up a Switch, especially like around when Animal Crossing came out and got into the game, and now they're maybe looking for something to experience that is also more low-key, you know, something that gives them that relaxing feeling they enjoyed from Animal Crossing. So, yeah, if that's something you're looking for, I think these are all some really good options. All right, everybody, so let's go ahead and close out our show with Haken's Islander Corner. For those of you who don't know, every single week we ask our patrons on Patreon a question and read their answers out loud here for you. This week's question was, how would you feel if Amiibo Festival actually got ported to Switch? And honestly, Sergio, how would you feel?
I would love it. I would love it.
Same, to be honest with you, Nina.
I love Amiibo Festival. I love it.
All right, everybody. Amiibo Festival is good now. No more jokes about how it's the worst Animal Crossing game. Clearly, it's not. It's still, even the worst Animal Crossing game is really great.
It only took us like 4 years to realize this.
Yeah. The greatness that was in front of us. And I think for you, Nina, especially, like, your Wii U isn't reading those discs anymore.
No, it decided it didn't like Amiibo Festival, even though I played it all the time.
Yeah. Can you tell me about those experiences playing it? Did you have people over? Did you play on your own?
Played by myself. Usually. I did have people over a couple of times, but usually what I would do is I would set up my little characters that I wanted to play because I liked unlocking their outfits. I liked seeing all the different outfits. So, you know, whichever ones needed to unlock an outfit next, I'd set them up and I'd just play against myself very casually, like while I'm painting nails or while whatever, you know. I loved it. And the music was so soothing. And I loved all the little holidays on the calendar. Like, I just go through the calendar and play different months. I loved it.
Yeah. And honestly, like, you know, I'm never going to judge you for playing on your own. I played on my own for 12 whole months, basically, of that game. Back when I was doing the countdown to New Horizons every single month leading up to it. Yes. I was playing at least once, and boy, was that something. There were some funny moments that came out of it, though. So, I mean, there's some charm there, even if it's... There's a lot to complain about with it. There's a lot of charm in there, too. Yeah. Yeah. So let's go ahead and read some of these answers. I guess I'll start today, and then maybe Nina, then Sergio.
Okay.
All right. So Quantrell said, resident Amiibo Festival lover here. Same with us, Quantrell. I'd really like a port, but a better idea is integrating it into people's New Horizons Islands with online multiplayer. Procedurally generate board squares and randomize the gyroid locations, and you'll have infinite boards on 33 million islands.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how exactly they would pull that off, but if it's something they did pull off, I would appreciate it for sure.
Yes.
Tumeg says, I totally missed the Wii U era. I never bought one, so I missed out on Amiibo Festival. I wouldn't mind having a port to Switch because then I could have a chance to play it because I'm definitely not buying a Wii U anytime soon. I understand.
Honestly, Wii Us are expensive now.
Really?
Yeah, at least I think during whenever they went out of print or something, their right. prices skyrocketed.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now. Maybe it's a little less at this point.
Oh, just for quarantine, it skyrocketed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think for a little while they were pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Nice. It makes sense.
Yeah, and I really liked the way that they integrated like the gamepad every once in a while, like especially for Pikmin. I enjoyed it. I liked the Wii U. Mm.
Yeah.
Nice. So filmmaker said, I don't think I would mind it. If they threw in some amiibo cards and sold it at around $40 or $50, I think it would probably do fairly well on the Switch. Plus, Amiibo Festival was one game I never got to play, so I'd be curious to experience such a notorious game myself. Yeah, filmmaker, and you know what? If those amiibo cards were for the new villagers, that would get it selling. That would sell it.
Oh.
That alone.
Man, that would have to be something I get. So here's the thing that I think was always a missed opportunity with Amiibo Festival, though. I, to this day, believe that it should have been, like, free download, and you can play it if you have the Amiibo, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. I think that's where they missed out on the game, where they could... I don't think it should have been $60 at any point.
Yeah.
And I mean, that was proven because it was basically like $5 after a while. Mm-hmm. And that's including the wow. whole five amiibo that it came with. Yeah. So
two.
It came with the three amiibo cards.
The cards. Well. Ugh, gosh, I forgot about those.
You can't forget the special outfit, Stitches and Goldie and Rosie. Mm-hmm. Like, those are very important characters.
Oh, yeah, clearly.
Have.
Yeah.
But Digby, top tier.
Yeah.
Top tier character. We need Digby back. So I think if they brought it back, just make it a download game, something we can just download, and then you could buy, like, a pack of amiibo cards and a couple figures and play the game.
Yeah.
So Pip said, I was one of those who never got the Wii U, so I never got the chance to play it. That being said, if it was ported with online gameplay at around 20, not 60, I would totally buy it, and probably a hard copy too. Watch that be the big New Horizons update. I mean, I guess it could be plausible. I wouldn't mind some sort of little update, but online is crucial as well.
Yeah.
Very good point.
Yeah.
We would make it so much
on stream.
Yes. Taylor says, as a huge amiibo card collector, I think this would be fun. New Horizons was my first Animal Crossing game, so experiencing it in different ways sounds exciting. I also love Mario Party, so if it's anything like that, I'm in. Taylor, it is not like that. It is like Mario Party without the party.
Yeah, it's like Mario Party without the fun. No, I'm just kidding.
Nice. Let me be said, I would still buy it because it's Animal Crossing, and Tom Nook has a stronghold on my wallet. An Amiibo Festival 2 would be better, though. I'm sure they would improve it a lot due to the criticism the first one received. And if it had good multiplayer, it would be a lot of fun to play with friends online. Yeah, like Chewie said, it has to be a requirement. It has to have online multiplayer, and we would definitely play it. We would do all sorts of tournaments. Yeah, it would be amazing.
Oh, man. Tournaments would be... That would be actually really fun.
Well, and honestly, because it's not as complicated as Mario Party, like, it doesn't have all those mini games unless you go over to the mini game side. But if we're just talking about, like, the board game, that would be so easy to do multiplayer, I would think, because it's just moving around a board and then cutscenes. Like... You know, it feel like it'd be very simple to put online.
Yeah, and even, like, they can do some of those things that other board games are doing on the Switch, where it gives you, like, a day to respond and do a move, you know? So, like, having kind of, like, a offline sort of mode, like, hybrid offline, where it's like, oh, I can't play, like... right now, but yeah, I'll start a game that we do just like one move every day, you know?
Interesting. That would last decades.
Yeah, with this game, probably. Mm-hmm. It's already pretty long, actually, playing it with one person.
Yes.
So Squee of Tortuga said, I've never played Amiibo Festival, and I only have a few Amiibo cards, so I'm not sure if I'd get that invested in it, but I would definitely love for Nintendo to start porting some of the older Animal Crossing games to Switch. Ooh. Otherwise, I'm going to have to save up a lot to buy old consoles and all the old games. Yeah. I desperately want that. There's a rumor right now that N64 is coming to Switch, and I'm just like, I know the Japanese eShop is getting Animal Forest, like the original N64 game, and I'm just like, well, I'm switching my region to Japan so I can play the original game and learn some Japanese, too, while I'm at it.
That would be incredible.
Yeah.
Samantha V says, I would buy it for sure. I love collecting Amiibo cards, and since they are restocking them in Canada these days, I'm getting more and more. Maybe it is the occasion to give new characters an Amiibo, but I don't think bringing the same game to the Switch is the best idea. I think Amiibo Festival 2 would be better. It is reasonable to expect more, as New Horizons brought us so much. Plus, if they do an Amiibo Festival 2, then they could slap that $60 back on it. Oh, no. So, like, that's totally what would happen. To. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, please, no, Nintendo. I can't. And I would need it if they have the new Amiibo on there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's how they're going to get me. Mm-hmm. $10 per card. I guess there's eight new characters. Give me all of them.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, that would be a good amount of Amiibo cards to get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Though I was at Target this weekend, I could not find the Amiibo cards. So I'm just having bad luck.
Mm. Man, that's too bad. They just in case anybody does show up and is looking for them, they show up in the video game section where Nintendo stuff is. Mm-hmm. Like, they're on just like the video game shelves. Mm-hmm. Did you happen to find, like, the Welcome Amiibo cards at all?
Nothing.
Okay. I've seen Welcome Amiibo packs, and I've never seen, like, the restock of the regular series.
Hmm.
At least, I haven't looked hard enough, probably, but they're showing up in some places.
I hope Animal cross our fingers.
And Ganucci said, I have always been interested in it, but I would only buy a Switch port under a few conditions. Number one, it needs to have online matchmaking and multiplayer, because the only people who would play this with me is the Haken community. Number two, Amiibo would need to be optional because I have so few. I want character selection to be possible, and maybe even some are unlockable. Oh. And number three, it has to be less than $30. If it checks those requirements off, then I'm in. Oh. You know, Ganucci, I think it might, if it's less than $30, I don't think it would come with any Amiibo, and that matches with your second requirement, because then Amiibo wouldn't be required. I think it's possible. I think it can make it.
Mm-hmm. I think these are all very good conditions.
Yeah.
I already said online multiplayer is like a must with this game, but like, having the Amiibo be optional would be huge. Like, if you turn that game on the Wii U and you don't have an Amiibo, Animal Crossing Amiibo figure that's compatible with the game, it will not get you past the start screen. Like, you have to scan one in to even get past the start screen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think just having an actual character selection would be huge. And the fact that this game just requires Amiibo to the extent that it does, it's like, it's kind of sad. And you're totally right, Ganucci. It would not let a lot of people who are out there looking for Amiibo cards, like, they won't be able to play a lot of the different game modes that are available unless they have, you have to get at least one pack of Amiibo cards to play all of the mini games available. So even with the box that includes three, it's not enough. It's not enough. And less than 30, I think that's the most realistic, to be honest with you. It'll be less than 30 in like a month.
That's true.
It got down to really cheap mm-hmm. by the end of it. Mm-hmm. So I have no doubt in my mind that that'll happen again with this game in particular. It's going to get canned in the reviews, but you know what? Some of us are going to enjoy it.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast. If you're sad to see us go, join us over on Discord. You can talk with other people who love Animal Crossing as much as you do, including Sergio, Nina, and me. Want to support Haken in a bigger way and tell us your answers in the Haken Islander Corner? Head over to patreon.com/chewyplays. $1 goes a long way to making this show even better and includes tons of goodies for you to enjoy. Get a special role on Discord, read a monthly newsletter, and get many other great rewards. We really appreciate the support and put your money towards some great things on the show. If you're listening on YouTube, how would you feel if Amiibo Festival actually got ported to Switch? Reviews really help the show get discovered by more people. Please leave a review on your platform of choice and let us know how we're doing. Haken is a Wild production brought to you by Chewy, Sergio, Nina, and all of our patrons. We thank you for listening, and we hope you have a great week.
Goodbye, everybody.
See you all next time.